قبل الأمر إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله وأسأل الله التوبة. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العبيد الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق الباري المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العبيد الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى أوله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين. ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد والفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
Respected brothers, Iblis, who is our enemy, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all of his traps. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the right path. It is Sirat al-Mustaqeem. It is the path of Allah, the path of Rasulullah, and the path of Aima Tahar alayhi wassalam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Today, I will try to explain a few things. If we have those Iblis and Shayateen, they hate them. So this is another way how we can keep away Shayateen and Iblis from us. So there are different things which are attracting the Shayateen, and there are certain things which repel them. So the things we are going to discuss today, these are those things which repel the Shayateen, keep away Shayateen and Iblis from the mankind. The first of them, that is a bird that is called Purastu or Khattaf or Swallow. This is a bird, and wherever this bird is, Shaitan flee away. The reason is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given capability to this bird to read Quran. And when this bird say wala waleen, that is just like as human being, we talk and we say like us, this sound comes from this bird. So because this bird recites Quran, and wherever there is Quran and Quran is being recited, so Quran is something which repels Iblis. And automatically someone who is reciting, and as this bird recites Quran, so wherever this bird is, so usually Iblis and Shayateen are expelled away. Number two are pigeons. So pigeons are the birds we are allowed to keep in our houses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given wings to these pigeons, and whenever they move their wings, they are actually repelling away the Shayateen. So these are the birds, if the believers they keep in their houses, so with the blessing of these birds, so Shayateen will not enter in that house. Number three, that is morgh, cock. Especially the white cock. And this cock, more also say tasbih of Subuhun Quddus, Rabbul Malaikati Barruh. And also they say Uzkurullah Ya Ghafilin, all the people who have forgotten, who are negligent of their Lord, this is the time to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And especially those who live in villages, they know whenever is the time of Namaz Fajr. So it is very famous, these birds, they start their voice, and usually it is famous, they say Adhan. So they are calling, or they are awakening the people from the sleep or from ghaflat. So wherever these birds are, so they are also repelling the shayateen and iblis from that house. There are certain days, so these days are important, and the influence of shayateen on those days is less. Or with the blessing of those days, we can get maximum bounties of Allah, we can do more dhikrullah, we can do more ibadat, because the effect of shayateen and influence of shayateen on the believers is very, very less, very, very minute. And what are those days? One of those days is the day of Arafah, the one day before Hajj, it's Zil Hajj, the day of Arafah, and the day of Eid al-Fitr. So that is the day when the people, you know, what we are doing on the day of Eid al-Fitr, we are praying to Allah. We are praying Salatul Fitr. That is one thing, that is ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, we are paying zakat, fitrana. So that is again ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we are visiting each other, we hug each other. So that is the day which is bringing the believers close to each other and removing their hatred and grudge from each other. So any day when believers, they visit each other, they see each other, they hug each other, and they remove the grudges and hatred from their hearts for each other, that is the great day. And that is something Iblis does not want. Believers must practice these things. So because usually the believers, they do this practice on these great days, the day of Arafah, the day of Ghadir, the day of Fitr, and especially the other day that is coming again and again, and that is Friday. So that's why in the premises of 6 miles, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made wajib upon the gents to come and attend Namaz Jum'ah. Because again, Namaz Jum'ah, you are paying sadaqah, you are attending Namaz Jamaat, you are hugging each other, you are asking the problem of each other, you are trying to resolve their issues. So you are celebrating this Eid, the Eid of Jum'ah, that is the day of Eid. And as traditionally, we are celebrating the day of Eid al-Fitr, and we are coming out of our houses, and we are conscious and we love to see each other, to visit each other. Likewise, we have to celebrate the Friday. So that's why the time of Namaz Jumu'ah, working is haram, earning is haram. And anyone who is without any reason, without any legal cause, if someone is not attending consecutively 3 Friday prayers, he is not a Muslim anymore. Why? Friday has been emphasized so much. Because at least once a week, believers, when they are in the mosque, when they are praying, when they are hugging each other, when they are visiting each other, when they are discussing with each other, so that is the day of mourning, the day of gham, of Iblis. So Iblis is crying and sad and doing mourning. Why? Believers are in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are busy in ibadah. So ibadah, they are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the same time, the other ibadah that is related to see each other, to help each other, to support each other, to ask problems and issues of each other, and we should try to resolve, we should try to solve the problem of believers. And that is the actual message of Eid. Because any day that is the day of Eid, that means day of happiness. If anyone is sad due to any reason, it is recommended for believers to remove the sadness of, or at least they should put their effort, they should try to remove the sadness of a believer. So once we are trying our best, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is helping and opening the doors of His mercy, and then automatically the problems and issues of believers are removed and they enjoy the happiness on Fridays. So this is blessing of Allah. The Fridays, day of Eid, the day of Imam Zaman alayhi salam, the day of worship, the day of collection of bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best place to collect and to get all these things, that is the masjid and the time of Salatul Jum'ah. So that's why those people who are coming to attend Salatul Jum'ah, so they are happy. They are getting more bounties. At the same time, they are making angry to the enemy, and that is Iblis and Shayateen. So these days, we should have special arrangement. The day of Roze Arafah, the day of Roze Fitr, the day of Ghadir, the day of Eid Qurban, and the day of Jum'ah. We should try to arrange, we have to arrange special things. Are we should prepare ourselves to celebrate these days, and that these are the days where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving the believers, removing their sins, and accepting their tawbah. So, as this day is great day, the day of celebration for the believers, likewise, this day, these days are upsetting to the shayateen and the Iblis. So why not we should upset to Iblis again and again? By attending Namaz Jummah, by attending these celebrations, by getting maximum mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next point, that is also the point of hatred of Iblis, and we have to do again and again, and that is saying loudly Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Whenever we are reciting, we are reading Bismillah, instead of saying in our mind, instead of saying in our heart, we should try to say loudly Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So Bismillah has Asma' Husna. Ism-e Azam is in Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So why not we should spread the bounties and mercies of Allah by saying loudly Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And in one hadith it has been said, in any namaz where Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim has been said loudly, Shaitan will not come in that namaz jamaat or in that namaz. So Iblis is sending his representative, go and hear. If Imam Jamaat has said loudly Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, so then he is saying don't go. And that prayer of believers is accepted. But if Imam or the person who was saying namaz and he or she has not said Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim loudly, usually they are under the control of Iblis. And they will not maintain their concentration in their prayer. So Bismillah is something which upset the Iblis and the Shayateen. And this is our duty to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim again and again. We should try to find out opportunities where we can say Bismillah, and there are thousands, hundreds and thousands of opportunities where we can say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And especially when we are praying, when we are reading Quran, when we are eating food, when we are going to sleep. So when we are going to read anything, so we should try to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim loudly. And the last point, which upsets Iblis, and that is the point of hatred of Iblis, that is when Mu'mineen are doing istighfar, when they are saying Astaghfirullah, or Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa Atubu Ilayh, or Astaghfirullah As'alu Tawbah. Whenever believers are reading and saying this istighfar, that is upsetting Iblis and Shayateen. And it's also recommended to say 70 times istighfar after every namaz. So anyone who is saying 70 times istighfar after every namaz, the sins in between those prayers are removed or washed away. So it takes just 2 minutes, maybe less than that, saying 70 times. Shortly we can say Astaghfirullah, or we can say Astaghfirullah wa As'alu Tawbah, or we can say Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa Atubu Ilayh. This is something which is helpful to get repentance, to be accepted his Tawbah, and at the same time that is upsetting Shayateen. So if we are doing this Istighfar again and again and everywhere, automatically Shayateen will be away from us. So why not we have to do this again and again? And wherever is possibility for us, we have to read this zikr of istighfar, so that we should not go under the control of Shayateen. And much of our time should be busy, or much of our time we should be busy in zikrullah in the form of istighfar. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد بديع السماوات والأرض والجلال والإكرام رب العباد وإله كل مألوه وخالق كل مخلوق ووارث كل شيء ليس كمثله شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد وأنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الكريم المتكرم العظيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى علي بن أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام
اللهم صل على
وعلى فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المحدي
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
اللهم أعد إنهم يرونه بعيدا ونراه قريبا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم افتح لي أبواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع إني إليك من الراغبين وأتمم لإنعامك إنك خير المنعمين اللهم اجعل بقية عمري في أداء فرض الجمعات والحج والعمرة ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين
اللهم صل
Respected brothers, this beautiful advice of our first Imam for all of us, we should respect our life, our time, this opportunity will not be given again. Once we have departed this world, once we are dead, and we don't know, sooner or later we always die. We don't know the exact time, how many years or months or hours are left. We should keep ready ourselves at all, always, wherever we are. Especially whenever there is any opportunity of sin, gunah, and God forbid, one of us if is doing gunah, and if we will die in that condition, how will we face the answers, the questions, the accountability that is waiting in the grave? That is really a hard place. It is not a palace. Grave is calling us again and again, and waiting and challenging. The challenge is, if we will bring something that is helpful for us in the graves, so definitely we are successful. Otherwise, those who did not respect their life, their time, their opportunities, and kept them involved in sins, are they were ghafil, they neglected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they neglected the wajibat. So definitely, that station is really a difficult station. So most of the time, we are listening a lot of things. We are reading Quran, we are listening a hadith. But none of these words and hadith and ayat are changing us. Why? Because our hearts are full of love of this world. Or maybe our hearts are black due to sins. And then Allah and Muhammad wa Ali
Muhammad.
We need to know at least the basics of religion. We need to plan our time, our life, because so until the age of 14, 15, nothing is wajib on boys. But after that, maybe some people, they have 50 years or 60 years or 80 years or 100 years. For these 50 or 100 years, if we will forget Allah and religion and wajibat and everything, and we will follow our nafsi ammara and follow the iblis and shayateen, are we successful? Because after death, we have to live forever. Death is just that opportunity which has been given to us to do good things for the next phase of our life. That opportunity will be taken away. Otherwise, we all will be alive, and we all will be alive forever. So these 50 years or 60 years, we can make progress forever. We can get a level, a rank, where we will be easy forever, or maybe we are doing something which will spoil us, or which will put us in trouble forever. So all those who have aql, those who are aql, so they are dividing their time in a way. They are here, they are working here, they are living with the family at the same time. They are not leaving any wajib. And they are keeping happy to their Lord. So in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, أَقِيمُوا السَّلَاةَ وَأَتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ. Oh, the people, come in the mosque and establish namaz jama'at. And while you are in the mosque, also do some charity or do some sadaqah. وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ. You cannot do, individual can pray and can do ruku, but Quran is saying, وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ. Do your ruku with other people as they are in the ruku. So Quran is emphasizing on namaz jama'at. And blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are in the house of Allah and in the namaz jama'at. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would like to see the unity and worship in the form of congregation. And not only for gents. Again in Quran it has been said, Ya Maryam, uknuti li rabbiki wasjudi warqa'i ma'ar raki'in. So this commandment is to Hazrat Maryam salamu allah alayha, uqnati li rabbiki, for your Lord to qunut, mean do dua. Number two, wasjudi, and do sajda. Number three, warqa'i, and you have to perform ruku. But what kind of ruku? Warqa'i ma'ar raki'in. This ruku should be with other. Mean again, ladies can also join namaz jamaat or congregations. Because when ladies will come, their children will come, and automatically a tradition will develop. People will come in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, parents are not coming, children are not coming. And our mosques are empty forever. In the history, there was a time when people were not allowed to pray in congregation openly. Anyone who was saying yes, Shia was killed. But today is not that time. Today is the time we have to come in the mosque. We have to show our unity, our dignity with maximum number of people. And this is a way in this country how we can train and teach our children. If parents will not come, mom and dad will not come in the mosque, their children will never come. But those who are migrated, they have learned something, they have some love. But if those parents will not come and their children have been grown up here, maybe their coming generation will never turn up in the mosque. And maybe they will leave this religion. So we have to realize that danger. This is a warning for all of us, for our generations. We will die, but there will be no one who should come and read a Fatiha for us. There will be no one who should arrange a majlis for Isal al-Sawab of us. There will be no one in our generations who should read Surah Yasin for us. Why? Because we all are busy in our worldly things. And we don't have any time for wajibat, for religion, for masjid, for jama'at, for our children. So this is the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran. أَقِيمُوا السَّلَاةَ وَأَتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ. So this is a warning for all of us, if we can understand and we can get maximum benefits. And again, the coming month, that is the month of fasting. That is the month of congregation, that is the month of dua, that is the month of istighfar. So if throughout the year we are not changing our habits, at least for God, for 1 month, we should come and join namaz jamaat. Zuhrain jamaat, Maghribain jamaat, At least we should change ourselves at certain point. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us. And this Ramadan, this is Kareem. The month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the month of fasting, Ramadan Kareem, this is something which can help us to be guided, to be closer to Allah, to be closer to Quran, and to be closer to believers. And inshallah, next Thursday program, recitation of Quran will begin at 6:30. And there is anniversary of the daughter of Shabir Shah Sahab. He has invited all of you to attend this program. And after recitation of Quran, there will be majlis and niyaz will be served. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna atainaka al-kawthar. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. Inna shani'aka huwal abtar.